active.
Yeah, is Todd in?
Speaking.
Hey, Todd, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You got a few minutes?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So I'm one of the managers over here, and I came across your file. I just wanted to touch base with you and kind of verify a few things. Is that okay with you?
Hold 1 second for me. Hold on.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm kind of confused on what you're looking for. You need to buy a trailer?
Yes.
A merchandiser trailer. So what does that mean? Is this
So I own a company called Active Enterprise, which is a huge silk screening and embroidery company in City of Orange.
Okay.
So are you a NASCAR fan?
I am. Well, I'm not a huge NASCAR fan, but I follow NASCAR.
I'm on the phone with the bank. Okay, bye. All right. So, you've been to a NASCAR race before?
I've never been to one. I've watched it many times on TV.
So, if you go to an event, they have several 18-wheelers, 53-foot 18-wheelers. The side opens up, and it's a store you buy T-shirts out of. Each driver has their own truck and trailer, sells their own T-shirts, hats, and all that. It's called a merchandise trailer.
Got it. Okay. So, explain to me about this merchandise trailer. Do you buy the merchandise from a wholesaler directly? How do you get the merchandise?
I make it all in my shop right here.
Oh, very cool.
So we have about 2 to 3 events a month that we do. We have one trailer now.
Okay.
We're getting ready to add this trailer.
Okay.
The reason we're adding ours, we rent this trailer we have for the whole year from a guy, and business has been so good. He now wants his trailer back because I think he wants to compete with us. But we have all the contacts with all the drivers and stuff of that nature because we make all their racing apparel already.
Wow. Sounds like you got a pretty awesome growing business there.
We're hoping, as long as you help me out.
Well, we're definitely trying to help you out here. So let me ask you a question. How much are you making, like, far as profit-wise on this merchandise? Or every time you go and do an event, is it based on per event, or do you base your profits on how much it costs you to make? Okay.
We base it per event.
Okay.
It's almost all cash.
Okay.
And we're bringing home about $7,000 to $10,000 per event in cash, and about 3 to 5 in credit cards, just depending on the event.
3 to 5 in credit cards. Okay. So what are you doing a month out of these? How many events are you doing a month?
It all varies. We're averaging, for sure we've done at least one event a month, and some we've done two.
Okay.
I will be honest, we have gone to one or two events where they didn't work out to what we wanted them to, but we didn't have an expense, very much of an expense, because they were close to home. We didn't have to pay a vendor space or nothing, so besides time, we didn't lose any money.
Okay.
We produce all the product here, so we fill up the trailer and just kind of go. So I'd just say somewhere between 20 and 30 a month we do.
So let's say I get you $70,000 to $75,000, you're able to buy the trailer. How much will you make in a year off the trailer? Your predictions.
Well, if I get this trailer on Halloween weekend, it's going to Glamis, I may make enough money that I might pay the trailer off in one load, and I'm going to turn around and have you guys get me another one after that.
That's crazy. Is it yours? It's that big of an event in Glamis?
300,000 people will be there, and we do the official tee for Polaris.
Wow.
That's why I've been so pushed to try to get it done, because it's kind of the only weekend I can fly to Charlotte and pick one of the four that are left.
Okay. Okay. And how much of that would you say is profit? Let's say you do the show, you make 70 grand in that actual event in Glamis. How much of that would be profit?
Probably about 70%.
Okay. So as you can see, our concern here is we do want to give it to you, but we want to make sure, you know, it's a lot of money to be handing out. We want to make sure you have the right setup, you know, with your the trailer here and right merchandise. You're getting the right return. Let me pull up your credit report. So do you know where your credit is right now?
No.
Okay, so right now I have you at, from Experian, as a 630.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little tough, was trying to get you you know, the equipment financing that you're looking for. Are you looking for to finance the equipment, or do you want to just borrow the cash? What do you want?
I'm not sure. It all depends on what rate, what interest rates are going to take place, or what's going to happen. You know.
Okay.
I
mean,
obviously, I don't want to get into like some hard money loan where I'm paying a 50% fee on borrowing just straight cash or something. You know.
Okay. Got it. And how soon do you need to get these funds by?
Well, if you tell me that I'm approved and you and I work a deal, and I'm getting on an airplane tonight and I'm flying to Charlotte, and I'm gonna write a down payment of a check of $5,000 tomorrow, fly back home, and then hopefully get with you guys on Monday and get the paperwork and stuff done and get them their money as quick as we can. Because it takes 4 days for the trailer to be here. I need the trailer to be in Phoenix a week from next Friday.
Okay.
So 2 weeks from today, I need to be in Phoenix with the trailer.
2 weeks you need to be in. So you need this like yesterday.
Yeah, because
okay.
I have an event in Phoenix, and the weekend after that, I have an event in Glamis for Halloween. Then the weekend after that, it's in Las Vegas for the SEMA show.
Dang. Okay, and when do you have to return that trailer that you currently have back to?
I returned it.
Oh, shit.
I gave it back to him on Monday. He wanted it back because he rented it to a guy at the SEMA show.
Why? Why is he doing that to you? I don't understand.
Well, because he's a racer, so I cut a deal that anything I sold on the trailer, not only his, but anything I sold, he made 5% of it.
Oh, okay.
Like a fee of letting me use his trailer. And
okay.
Then in October, he rent. Do you know who Chip Foose is, the car builder?
No, I do not.
But Chip Foose rents the trailer for $2,000 a day for the whole month of October.
Wow.
So he makes a pretty penny of cash just on renting the trailer.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Awesome. I had to give it back so he could use it for 1 month, and then he wants me to rent it back for him because it's a good deal for him.
Okay.
But I didn't tell him I was going out and buying another trailer because I don't want him to know that I am.
Yeah, there's no need for it. Have you applied with any other banks?
The only thing that I did is the people that I was between you guys and the people that were selling the trailer, but they're back east, so they're already closed today, so I don't know where I stand over there. But I just needed two options because I'm in a hurt.
Who was the other company?
I think it was Featherlite who manufactures the trailer.
Oh, the actual manufacturers of the trailer. Okay.
I'm buying it from a place called you've seen Golden Gate Trailers on the invoices there that I sent you, the quotes.
Yep, I got those. Okay.
Featherlite does their own, so they were sending my stuff off to them to see what they said.
Okay. I tell you what, I can probably get you an approval here in about. Because we're kind of rushing on your file because we understand that, you know, your need is pretty urgent. Give me about 30 minutes to an hour, and I'm going to give you a call back. Is this number a good number to call you back on?
Yep.
Perfect. It's either going to be myself or the actual underwriter giving you a call back. So I will.
Do we have an idea of, like, what your guys are thinking of doing?
Well, we're trying to find the best program. I don't have the specific details on the approval, but it's looking good for you.
Is it I know you can't guarantee it, but is it something that I should work on getting my flight to try to get out of town tonight?
I don't want to I tell you what, give me till 3:00. Can you give me like 24 minutes?
Yep.
And I will make something happen for you. I'll give you a call right back.
Okay, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay.